Zondervan presents Silver Birches by Adrian Plass, read by the author.
I'd like to go by climbing a birch tree and climb black branches up a snow-white trunk toward heaven till the tree could bear no more, but dipped its top and set me down again. That would be good, both going and coming back. One could do worse and be a swinger of birches. Loss. There is an old schoolboy joke that goes, how do you know when an elephant's been in your fridge? The answer is, you can tell by the footprints in the butter. Losing someone you have loved and lived with carries echoes of that silly joke. The one who was half of your existence is gone, but between them, the vastness of her life and the elephantine Jurassic creature called death leave paradoxically tiny marks or footprints all over your house, your heart, and your life. For a long time, these marks of passing are to be found everywhere, every day. Each new discovery is likely to trigger a fresh outburst of grief. Some of them really are in the fridge. On the bottom shelf stands a carton of skimmed milk, a small aspect of the scheme that she devised to make sure of losing a few pounds before going on our planned sunshine holiday in late summer. She bought it on the morning of the day before she was taken ill. The carton should have been thrown out a long time ago, but the dustbin outside my back door is somehow not large or appropriate enough to contain the implications of such an action. Upstairs, on the table, next to her side of the bed, sprawls an